It's Tuesday and welcome to a new teaching here from It's Time For Me. Just to say, firstly, if you missed Sunday night's class, that if you scroll down to monthly gathering in the bundle below, you will see a link to the replay of that class and a list of what you need to do the class as well, because we did some creative drawing and a flower ritual, which is fabulous. So thanks to those who were able to show up, and I hope you enjoy the replay if you do have time to listen back to it. On Sunday night's class, I spoke a lot about expansion and about tapping into the abundant energy that surrounds us. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it today because, you know, when we're integrating a new way of being into ourselves or embodying a new way of being, it allows us to actually expand our consciousness in a way that things far beyond what we maybe see in this moment in time or we're aware of even in this moment in time exist beyond that kind of possibility. And as I explained on Sunday, sometimes we can think that's airy-fairy. Sometimes it feels too good to be true. And because we don't have any kind of physical or tangible evidence of things, we're believing in like something bigger than us, or we're believing in the potential of our life, or we're believing that we have a soul. Like, some of us don't believe that, you know, but we may believe that we have a soul and a soul purpose here. But whatever it is, there's always room for expansion, whether you believe in spirituality or not. But I feel if you're part of It's Time For Me, you probably do, or in some way, or feel a draw to it even. You mightn't be completely sure if you fully believe. But when we embody this new way of being, suppose if you ever hear that expression, creating heaven on earth. I used to hear that all the time. And I'd be like, oh, heaven on earth. So that's like bringing down all the wonderful things I want and creating that here. And actually that expression around creating heaven on earth is a very personal thing of what that might mean to you individually. But it's a sense of that, in that you want to call it heaven or you want to call it source or just an energetic space or the universe. But in that space is where the possibilities of our life actually lie. It's where parts of our destiny actually show up. The things that we have opportunity in our lifetime to engage in, or in our soul's lifetimes of the journeys of through all the lives you go through. And to me, it's like this big, expansive vastness. And within that is all of our potential. And sometimes in a lifetime, we may never get to that potential that we know is really possible for us. You know that expression that they talk about, that a graveyard holds the biggest potential ever. The dreams and the hopes of all the talented people buried in that graveyard, of the things that they hoped for, wished for. But more importantly, the talent, the potential that they held within and they didn't even know was there most of the time. And I suppose that when we go through this school of life, if you want to call it, and we're here and we want certain experiences and we feel drawn to them, there's a reason we feel drawn to experiences. You might want to work in healthcare. I want to work in the holistic side of things. You might want to be a lawyer. You might want to be a parent. You might want to climb Mount Everest. You might want to draw. You may want to do nothing. You may want to sit and watch TV. Whatever it is, there's a pull towards things. And they're all really individual and really specific for us. And I believe that that draw that we have is because the potential for what we feel drawn to exists within this bigger place. And I think the hardest thing for all of us, myself included, because this is something I'm also trying to navigate through, sometimes when we're told that everything exists there, it feels like we're here and it's somewhere far in the distance in a far off land that we cannot reach. And for us to get to that place, to bring those things to us, or for us to be able to break the block maybe in this life where we're like, oh, I'll get there eventually. I'm nearly there. I'm really close this time. It feels like it's like we're always seeking and we're always searching and we're always trying to put our hand out to get this thing. But what about in this process of integration and embodiment, if all of that potential of that universal energy, that source energy, actually resided within you? Because in fact, it does. And the draw that you have to something like a magnet isn't trying to magnetize you over to this far distant land or this vast space. It's trying to magnetize itself to you. It's trying to connect you with your real and true natural self. So the reason I wanted to talk about this today is, and I don't know, like there's no magic formula for this and I'm still figuring all of this out myself. But over the last probably 6 months, maybe, where are we now? Yeah, like for this year, around February, so maybe 5 months, I started to feel a sense of that. I've always known there's potential there. As I explained it in my readings in the class the other day on Sunday, like when I read for people, I see that vastness. And then I start questioning to myself, why would I not believe in that vastness for myself if I know it's there for everybody else? So I understand where you might be at, where this stuff feels impossible, or it feels like a nice thing to think about. But then we've better get back to our normal day-to-day life and we better get on with things as we need to, because we have to live in reality of where we are right now. But I'd like you to think for a moment about what it is you're desiring in your life. I'm a believer in some things are meant to be for us in this lifetime. Sometimes things are not meant to be for us. So that can be a hard piece too to accept, of maybe there's a draw for something, but it's not meant to be right now, or it's just not meant to be in this moment, in this life. Maybe in the next life it is. Maybe in a past life it was, you know. Maybe you don't even believe in different lives, but whatever the case may be. But what I feel is that if there's something really pulling you and you can't really figure out why it isn't happening, or you can't figure out the path to get there, I'd like you today, and I'm sure you all have something. It could be something really big. It could be something really small. It could be just really, I want to feel like I have the confidence to do something. I want you to like magnetize yourself to your own power within. Don't look outward. Look within yourself. And say, where in myself can I find the magnet? Where in myself can I magnetize the power that's within me to the desire that I want? So what I mean by that is, when we are desiring something, it is a physical manifestation of an energy of something that we're searching for. And when we're searching for something, we feel that this thing we desire is going to satisfy our search. And when we get it, the search will stop because we've got to the destination point. But as we know, we never get to our destination point because we're always learning and evolving. So think of something that you really desire in your life that perhaps is not coming in. You might feel fearful that it's not going to come in. You might be like, it's not meant for me. Whatever the case, we don't know. Nobody knows, okay, whether it is meant for you, whether it's not meant for you, whether it's going to come in, whether it's not going to come in. But when you feel into that, what does it really want? Why do you really want that in your life? What do you think having that in your life is going to do for you? Maybe it's a particular job. If I get that, I will prove to people that I'm good enough. Maybe if I get into the relationship that I'm really seeking, I'll find somebody that's actually really going to love me and make me feel good about myself. And perhaps those things we're searching for, and the reasons behind why we're searching for them, we get kind of lost in those things. We get so lost in the wanting of the specific thing, we forget about why we even want it in the first place. And if we can figure out what kind of hole that thing is going to fill for us in our life, then we ask ourselves, how can we fill that ourselves without that thing that's not present at this moment in time? And as you connect to filling that hole now with what is possible right now, which is giving yourself love and adoration and care of your well-being, and filling that hole maybe in a different way, it will be amazing what might show up for you then. It will be amazing how life might bring you exactly what you're looking for, just in a very different way. But also, when you get it, it won't be filling a gap anymore. It'll be a really beautiful life experience to have. And I think that is something that we all want to experience, our really beautiful life experiences, really beautiful life paths. And all of that potential that lies there that we feel drawn to, we're not going towards that to fill a gap. We're going towards that because we feel aligned when it shows up. We feel drawn to it because it's part of our purpose. It's part of our passion. Nothing can ever fill a gap within us. We have to do that for ourselves. So I know this is a bit of a longer teaching, but I hope that helps you on your path of integration and embodiment over this month. And I look forward to talking to you later in the week.